everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory.
She is the original designing woman, a Southern belle with Southern charm, and a heart as big as the ocean, as you will soon hear. With grit and determination, this North Carolina native put faith to action as founder and president of her own Atlanta-based firm, designing hospitals, corporate and high-end residential homes, to rave reviews and nationwide. But that would be just the beginning of all God intended when Testimony first highlighted my next guest's amazing life, career, and another childhood dream fulfilled, only this time as a missionary, and 50 years later, as founder and president of Widow's Mite Experience, providing emergency relief water in the U.S. and abroad for families, women, and children, now 32 countries and counting. And if that were not enough, ladies and gentlemen, this maverick on a mission would soon fulfill perhaps her greatest legacy of all, and in God's timing, at 70 years young, put pen to paper for not one, not two, but three in a trilogy of novels aptly called By Design, replete with romance, marriage, family, fun, faith, career, and life lessons learned, which we will talk about today. You will laugh, you will cry, but most of all, be given hope that, like its author, J. Boykin Baker, your design, by God's design, is just getting started. Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome back to Testimony, a wonderful joy and honor indeed, my dear good friend, the fabulous Janet Baker. J. Boykin Baker, Miss Janet, welcome back to Testimony.
Thank you. I'm so delighted to be with you today.
Well, it is great to have you here, Janet. First of all, I have to say, after perusing your trilogy, By Design, Volume 1, A Love Story with a Twist, Volume 2, Matters of the Heart, and Volume 3, A Life Well Lived, your great summer read could be the next, quote, notebook, only triple in its effect. That said, let's get right to it. Question: how did you, Miss Janet, come to write By Design, the title given and the characters so beautifully penned that could be any one of us?
Oh, you are so sweet. It was really, truthfully, the Lord, and that's the only way I know to describe it. When I was in my 20s, I knew that I was to write a book, and I knew that it was to be called By Design. And I decided that I would get started on it. Well, I couldn't get two sentences to come together. It was a nightmare. And I put the little book aside and my notebook and my pen, and I said, okay, it's not the time. In my 50s, I knew again I was to write this book. And again, I knew the name of it was to be By Design. I brought the pencil and paper out. Nothing happened. And I thought, okay, Lord, I'm with you whenever. When I was 70, I knew then it was time to write the book. And it came so fast that I had to dictate it. So God's timing is what's so important in anything that you do.
Amen and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to J. Boykin Baker, a.k.a. Janet Baker, and her latest must-read, By Design. Janet, I want to get right into the richness of your three novels with Gretchen, the mother of Anne, and her three-step plan to secure her daughter's future, and how these same steps might do the same for any one of us.
I appreciate you bringing that up, because to me it's the most important thing in the book. And, you know, you're told to write what you know. Well, I knew about design. So Anne is a funky little designer in Atlanta, Georgia. She's 27. And she falls in love with this handsome OBGYN while she's doing his office. And they sparks fly immediately. But Anne remembers everything that her mother taught her, because her mother died when Anne was 13 years old. And her mother had prepared a plan for her daughter so that she would have the information she needed to make the decisions that she needed to make, even when she didn't have her mother. And the plan was very simple. It was, she was to determine what are your desires and your goals. What choices will affect those desires and goals? And how would those choices affect your goals or your destiny? And how could you stay true to your heart by using this plan? And Anne, being a beautiful daughter and feeling like it was a very sacred covenant between she and her mother, she followed this plan, even when it hurt.
Is it safe to say that by design is your life story and that of your family? And if yes, Janet Baker, how rewarding is it to chronicle the life of those you love and leave a legacy of life lessons learned with Jesus at its core? And if no, what and who as a writer were your greatest inspirations for the characters revealed?
Oh, that's a wonderful question. I have to say my grandmother was so important in the love that I have for Jesus. She taught me pretty much this plan that I used in the book, and to always implement the plan with understanding that I was a child of God and that Jesus would be there to help me if I followed my heart and did the things that I knew were important to do. And as I put the book together, it really is a compilation of so many things in my life. How important my daddy was in my life, how important my mother was in my life, how design was so important. And then doing medical design, it just wasn't a lot of fluff. You were actually trying to make healing environments. And that's so much what Jesus does for us. And so putting my heart into the design that goes into all three of the books, I think the thing that was so wonderful about that, Jensine, was that I could come up with design plans that reflected Jesus in so many ways. And I tried to do that just like that in the book, put the words together that were honest. One of the things that he was so clear to me about writing these books when I would pray about it, it was that I was to make the book real. I was not to make it some fairy tale. It was to be real, all three of the books, and it's very real. And that I was not to be preachy. That if I was going to reach people that I wanted to reach, and that's mainly young women who are searching for a moral compass today, then I was to tell it like it really is and not make them feel guilty about anything that they've done in their lives, that we've all made mistakes. So that's how I worked to bring the book to this moral compass that I was talking about. It tries to help young women figure out family. I dealt with abortion. I dealt with homosexuality. I dealt with so many issues that we're facing today, hard issues. But I told the truth in love. And I'm praying that that's what anybody that reads these books will see. They will see It's not trying to be judgmental. It's saying, I've done things too. We've all done things. And we all can be forgiven.
Amen and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Jay Boykin Baker, author of her latest must-read, By Design. Janet, there are many issues addressed in your trilogy, some of which you just alluded to. If you had to pick just one you deem most critical to living a life by God's design, what would it be and why?
The most critical would be to accept Christ as your Savior. And it happens for so many people in so many ways. And one of the things that I love doing in the book was showing different ways that people came to understand the love of Jesus. I did that through situations with abortion. That's a very strong and important topic for me to discuss. It means so much to me. And I did it through families. You know, I think today we have such beautiful families, and then we have families that are so broken. And to try to help young women understand that, you know, a mother's influence is huge, a father in the home is huge. And I got the sweetest letter from one of my readers, and she said that she came from a broken family and that I would never know what my book meant to her because she now knew how to establish a family.
Wow.
And it just touched my heart. And I thought, Father, if no one but that young lady reads these books, you have made my day. Thank you for letting me hear from her.
Amen and amen. And that's actually one of the questions that I had for you, which is, what has been the overarching response from your readers to date? And I don't think it gets any more significant than that. So moving on to our next question, Janet Baker, with all that is going on in our world today, pandemics, shutdowns, lives lost, wars and rumors of wars, intense division, lawlessness, corruption, and moral depravity on the streets in which we live, your trilogy of books, By Design, is being used to bring reprieve, peace, and help. Can you explain? And my thought on that has to do with Orphan's Promise.
Thank you. I would love to. 30% of the first book goes to a wonderful ministry called Orphan's Promise. 30% of the second book goes to another wonderful ministry called Operation Blessing. And these ministries look after children. They take care of getting food to people when they don't have it. They take care of helping with housing and helping the military. And it's just wonderful to be able to use portions of the book to do something that I know is needed, is loved, and I feel like my readers would be proud. I have been so blessed to meet so many wonderful Christians, and we pray. We pray for our country. I have been in several unbelievable prayer groups that these women, I mean, you know, they really pray. And I just feel like if everyone that is having issues or is thinking that, well, will God ever move, and He's moving. It may not be the way that we want to think of it because we want it right now. But He is moving, and He is doing wonderful things that we'll see. We'll be able to take a look at that and say, thank you, Lord. And I feel like there are so many young women today in particular that are trying to figure this out. Do I have children? Do I not have children? Do I get married? Do I not get married? Do I just live with somebody? Do, you know, question after question after question. And I feel like that the prayers that are going up all over this country are what is saving us and what will save us as a nation. And I'm so grateful that I know the Lord. And my prayer is that every young woman that reads these books, or anyone who reads these, I think it's a wonderful series for mothers and daughters, but for anybody who is reading it, to understand we have a Savior named Jesus Christ. We have eternity to look forward to. We have so much that He has given us to be grateful for. You know, He never promised us that we wouldn't have tribulation, but He promised us He would be there with us through every bit of it.
Amen and amen. And we can have the greatest administration in the world with A-plus leaders, and still God is sovereign over all. The government is upon His shoulders. But faith without works is dead. And you more than most will know this as a business owner and founder of a ministry. You can't just talk it. You have to actually get out there and walk it, which is what I love about your testimony, your story, your life, Janet Baker. God gave you the dream, and by His grace and His design, you executed it, and powerfully so. And we, the listener, and those that know you, and those that are yet to know you, are the benefactors of it. So that said, who do you want most to reach in the reading of By Design, and why?
Well, I'd love to reach anyone who is just searching, anyone who would like to make their life better, anyone who would like to take a look at what is going on around them and say, this is not for me. This book, these books, I want to say, are not, they're not just little fabrications of this little story or that little story. It's an honest portrayal of a family, a family that knows what they should do, but they don't always do it. And how do they adjust? How do they fix it? You know, do they get it fixed? Is it still an issue, you know, as they travel this road as a family? But the thing that is important and special about how they handle things is they have the Lord on their side. And this didn't come about easily. Anne went through her struggles. Brad certainly went through his. And then the children go through their struggles with their friends. So I feel like it's honest. I feel like it's an honest portrayal, an honest situation. I feel like it's something that everybody can take something away from. And my prayer is that it will touch the hearts of women, young women, older women. And, you know, it's never too late. And a mother's influence can always be there to help, even when it maybe it hasn't been in the past. This is what I want to show, that it's never too late to show love, compassion, and ask for forgiveness.
Amen and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, again, you're listening to Janet Baker, a.k.a. J. Boykin Baker, in her wonderful By Design trilogy. Your book is beautifully written, very easy to digest and read. You laugh, you cry, you bring the reader right in as if they're right there with you. It's fun, it's romantic. If you're a married couple today and you're listening to this broadcast, what can you share with that young married couple that is searching to keep their life ignited and fresh when the throes of career and family come to intervene? Can you speak to that?
Oh, I certainly can. And I want to tell you, there are going to be times you would love to shoot each other. I love the saying that, no, I haven't thought about divorce, but I thought about murder. And I think that's so true. I know when I think about my husband, we've been married for 56 years. And wow. I look back on so many things that we have faced. And, you know, we faced some of them head on. We didn't face some of them head on. But, you know, we've figured out how to make it work. It wasn't easy. Marriage is not easy. I don't care how much you love somebody. You put two people from different backgrounds together, and you're going to have some issues. And the best way in the world to try to figure it all out is have a sense of humor. You know, that's one thing about Ann and Brad. They certainly had a sense of humor. He came in one day and said his underwear wasn't getting ironed. And she said, guess what? Neither is mine. Where is that little ironing fairy when you need her? So, you know, you just try to make light of things. And then you get into having your children and you look at what your love has produced and you're so grateful. And then you have to deal with some friends that are having crisis, and how do you deal with them and be honest and not hurt their feelings? And it's just life in general. But if I had to say the one thing, well, actually two things that have been so important in my marriage, of course, it's my faith and my husband's faith and our sense of humor. Because if we didn't have that, that would be tough.
Well, there is one particular chapter in the book. I was laughing my head off. I was up late at night reading and I said, you know, this sounds just like Janet. I mean, in true Southern style. I mean, Anne in the book is independent. She's a business owner. She's got her plan. She knows what she wants to do. And she's married to someone who is, quote, spoiled. He's used to being doted on. You put those two together. And the way that you share your story of how you worked all of that out, but the overarching message in that for me was the love that God put in both of you between man and wife. And I love that scripture, Janet, that says, love covers a multitude of sin.
I do too. And you know, the thing about it that was so much fun to me to write about Ann and Brad was, you know, they were very sexual. And I think that's such a huge part of marriage and how you work all that out too. So I loved writing every aspect. And I hope and pray with all my heart that it is something that everybody else will enjoy and get some laughs. And I know there'll be a few tears, but I loved it. Just loved it.
Well, it's beautifully written. Ladies and gentlemen, again, you're listening to Janet Baker, author of her By Design trilogy. I love in the book also, Janet, that you have some wonderful recipes at the end of each book. With questions for discussion that will help the reader navigate their own thoughtful response, helping them in their own lives?
Yes. One of the things that I hope they'll have fun with the recipes, because these are really good Southern recipes, and I have fixed them every Thanksgiving, every Christmas. And the discussion questions, I've had so many book clubs that I have talked to, and I've loved it. And we go over the discussion questions, and it was really interesting because I had one lady in one of the book clubs say, you know, I'm just not a religious person. She said, but you know, this book, I had so many interesting conversations with my husband, and I realized he was more religious than I thought.
That's fantastic. I love it. So in our remaining time here today, Janet Baker, what's next on the horizon for you? And what is your message that you want to leave with our listeners today?
The next thing that's on the horizon for me is I am writing. I have just finished another book, and it's about 5 Southern women in friendship and how hard it can be to stay friends through the good, the bad, and the ugly sometimes. So that's what's on the horizon next. And if I could leave any kind of message with your listeners today, I would like to say, I hope you'll like the books and I hope you'll read them. And I hope if you have granddaughters or daughters or nieces, or that these may be gifts that you would give to them. And that they would hopefully help to establish their future a little better. I think that's all we can do, is try to teach the things that we have learned the hard way, hoping that they may have an easier time. That's what love is all about. And there again, it gets back to, it's the love of Jesus. And that's what we want to impart, because it can make every bit of difference, and especially when we understand the seriousness of eternity.
Amen and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to entrepreneur, author, and global missionary Janet Baker, founder and former president of Baker Interiors and Widow's Mite Experience, and now best-selling author of her latest must-read By Design trilogy, volumes 1, 2, and 3. You can learn more about Janet's work, ministry, and mission by visiting jboykinbaker.com. That's jboykinbaker.com. And get her books everywhere books are sold. Get inspired and get renewed in God's mission for your life. And in Christ, you will be blessed and given hope. That you did, Janet. I want to thank you for taking precious time to once again share your heart, your life, your ministry, and all through the lens of a life well lived. Your By Design trilogy is proof that God's timing is never late, His mercies always extended, and His grace and healing to give us new beginnings ever abounding. By Design, a love story with a twist, matters of the heart, a life well lived, is not just a great summer read, but a life-changing chance to correct past mistakes, move forward in faith, and always with a dream in our hearts to trust Jesus with every outcome. The author and finisher of our faith, which you, dear friend, have lived, and beautifully so. We thank you. We honor you. God bless you.
Thank you, and God bless you too, darling.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, jensinebard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.